Welcome to episode 110 of The Lab. I'm your host, Brad Barton. In episode 108, when I was talking about expert systems, I mentioned that some of them were able to meet, or even exceed, human performance. One example of that was Digital Equipment Corporation's VAX 9000.
Digital Equipment Corporation's introduction of the VAX 9000 in 1989 was a milestone in the company's history.
The VAX 9000 was a significant improvement over the previous model, the 8800 series. The 8800 had a 22 MHz processor. The VAX 9000 processor could reach 62.5 MHz. The 8800 had only 128 MB of memory. The 9000 had 512. It was more than double the previous model's performance, and was following the trend of Moore's Law, which held between 1975 and 2012. But there were problems. There were issues with installation.
It is sometimes a mammoth undertaking to get the 9000 installed, but once it is installed and installed properly.
Digital Equipment Corporation had previously been selling mini computers to individual consumers. The VAX 9000 was a new market, selling mainframes.
We began dealing at levels within a company that we may not have dealt with before.
This gave them new competitors.
Our largest competitor in the VAX 9000 arena is IBM. And the standards to which we're held up are the standards that IBM has already established.
The company seemed uncertain about its direction.
We have to get a very clear and concise message to our customers, to the industry as a whole, to ourselves, that we all understand what it is digital is positioning itself to be in the mainframe environment.
And there was an apparent loss of optimism.
And we can, in many cases, compete against IBM and do very well. We're not going to win them all.
They eventually moved on from the VAX 9000 to other models such as their Alpha series, but the company was defunct by 1998. But there's another story behind the VAX 9000. SID, SID, Synthesis of Integral Design. It was an expert system developed in 1982 and written in Lisp. It had over 1,000 handwritten rules, but it used its inference engine to generate over 384,000 low-level rules. This system designed the basic circuits that ran the VAX 9000, more than 90% of them. It was delivering better performance than the engineers. Manually designed circuits averaged one bug for every 200 logic gates, while SID averaged one bug for every 20,000. The SID-generated portion of the VAX 9000 was completed 2 years ahead of schedule and under budget. Some engineers refused to work with it. After the VAX 9000, Digital Equipment Corporation abandoned the SID project, probably because it was working.
The better computers get at intellectual activities, the more they can build better computers to be better at intellectual capabilities.
Depending upon who you are, that sort of trend either excites you or concerns you. Modern CPUs could not be designed without the aid of computers. It's possible that we already know how to build a mind. It may just be a matter of increased capacity. And capacity is increasing.